resistance movement Hezbollah called for a huge rally in support of popular uprisings in North Africa and the Middle East. The supporters waved flags and chanted slogans for change to sweep the Middle East.
This gathering we're having today here is very significant to what is happening in the Arab world, and in the Arab world and elsewhere also. It will enhance the belief that finally the people will have a say in their rulers.
What I can tell you from my conversations with protesters in Bahrain is they got to a point last weekend when things escalated where they were saying there's no turning back. Either they kill us all or they change the government.
The people of Arab countries need to live a safety and peaceful life.
The main event was, of course, a speech by Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah, who reiterated support for the revolutions in Libya, Yemen and Bahrain. Nasrallah also cautioned about what he called U.S. deceit and hypocrisy.
Our people in Palestine are being killed and their homes destroyed, and the U.S. is defending the killer and the occupier. Any U.S. statement of support towards the rights of the Arab revolutions is hypocrisy, as long as the U.S. does not change its policy towards Palestine.
Nasrallah warned of what he called foreign intervention and its negative repercussions, calling on Islamic and Arab states to mediate in places such as Yemen and Bahrain. And regarding the latter, Nasrallah questioned the logic behind deployment of troops to prop up the Bahraini regime. He said the move exposed the double standards regarding selective Arab support for the popular uprisings.
Why is there silence over the violations of the rights of our brothers in Bahrain? Is it because they are Shia? The opposition in Bahrain is purely peaceful, and yet Arab armies are being summoned to confront it.
Hezbollah Secretary General, in conclusion, told the revolutionaries across the Arab world that, quote, "We are with you and are ready to help you." Heavy-handed clapdowns on uprisings in some Arab states could slow down the pace of these revolutionary movements, but many say that the struggle for freedom is bound to carry on under such repressive regimes. As such, strong support from within the Arab world, especially from a popular political party like Hezbollah, could take these revolutions to new regional heights. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.